So now we're up to Amar Rava. Rava comes along and says that Trumas Chutzal Aretz, even though Truma is only in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutzal Aretz, in the neighboring countries of Eretz Yisrael, like Syria and Babel, other places, they used to give Truma Midrabanan. But because it's only with the Rabbanan, the dinim are very different and much more makel than in the other than other dinim. So, for example, Trumas Chutzalad Chav Zayin Amar Aleph Ein Ba Mishum Koyin Hamisayeya BeBeis Agranis. We said before that what that you're not allowed to help out a koyin, not allowed to assist to in order to make sure that they get a chelik, because it's possible yichalu. This in a way desecrates the whole thing. But in Chutzalad it doesn't matter if a koyin works for it. Rav Chama Yoiv Lelishmai. Rav Chama used to give it to his gabbai, who was a kohen. So his gabbai earned it because he worked for him. So it was all right. Rashi, about 10 lines below this, Trumas Chutzal Aretz, the Rabbanan, he's only with the Rabbanan. The Yochalitnam Le Kohen, I'm saying, yeah, you're allowed to give it to a kohen that it helps out. It doesn't have that Isav Le Yechal. We'll see in a minute. Lishmai, a kohen is kohen. Omar Shmuel says Shmuel. More dinim about Trumas Chutzlaret. Trumas Chutzlaret is Betele Bereiv. Normally, Trumas Bottle 101. Here is Bottle Bereiv. Rabba, not only is it Bottle Bereiv, but Rabba Mevatel Bereiv. Rabba would deliberately go out and make it Mevatel Bereiv, even though we have a rule, Ein Mevatel Nisal Chatchila, but they did Chatchila. But Oichala, he would eat it B'mei Tumasai. He would eat it B'mei Tumasai. There's a machlekes whether this takes away the whole truma that a Yisrael can eat it as well, or this is only regarding a kohen tameh, that a kohen tameh can eat because it takes a kohen can eat because it takes away the truma. Rashi says, "Betele b'roiv lo oichlo lezayir zar that a Yisrael can eat it. A Yisrael, it's no longer truma, even though normally it's bottle 101. Here's bitl b'roiv, and Yisrael can eat it. V'leibinyan echad meyer, you don't need, you don't, but you don't require 101 times." Well, achashir v'bereiv chulin, and once he mixed up with reiv chulin, yochel lechel, who can eat it? Azar can eat it. Yisrael can eat it. In other words, kol zman is not bottle bereiv. Yisrael cannot eat it. But once it's bottle bereiv, Yisrael can eat it. Other coin be made tumah, or even a coin while it's tamei laachashir bitla after you mevatel it. Says the Gemara Vayta, Rabba, who we know from the Gemara. Sorry?
Are we talking about?
Yeah, but you wouldn't have vatlin 101, you're vatlin in 1, in 2.
What's the
adding
with those two words? That's what we're talking about.
Oh, that.
Specifically, the second
half. Okay. Yeah, good question. I don't know. Lacha shibitla means since you're mavatlin. Not lacha shibitla means after, since. Rabba, who was a kohen, he came from Beis Eli. Mevatel b'roiv is mevatel b'roiv. He chatchila went out and mevatel b'roiv, and the oichalah b'meit tamasa. He would eat it while he's tamei. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna was also a kohen, son of Rav Yeshua. Ki misrami lechamer de truma. When he came across truma wine. This is all chutz la'aretz. This is all. What do you mean?
You know,
it's produce,
you got Tomei, you got
Maaser Edition.
You're
talking about if they gave Maaser Edition?
Yeah.
I don't remember. In Mark Suvas, we talked about it. I don't remember talking about Chalot Chalotz, Trumas Chalotz. I don't remember talking about Maaser Chalotz. I don't remember. Rami Trey, so what he did was, Rami, he would take Trey Nutli, the Chulin, two Kalim of Chulin. That's why he brought out Til Shaddai, but Til means a Kalim. Take two kelim of chulin, the chodel not truma, and one kelim of truma, and he was mavatl the truma in the chulin, and then the shokil chad, and he would take one out, and he would say, "Whatever I took was from the rive," and he would and mikan the eile from here in rami chodel the shokil chada, he would put in one truma, because whatever you have left is always the rive, and we say the rive is chulin. He would put in one truma and then take one out. Put in one truma, take one out. You never put it at the same time, because then you no longer have a rive. You would have two chulin and two truma. But he would put in one and take one out. So Rashi, Rabba Koyin Hayim Beis Eli Kosi Chamra Truma Chutzla Chutzla. Sorry, writing more. But Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says further, Terumah chutz la'aretz. Normally, Terumah is tevel, right? Before you eat, before you give Terumah, you're not allowed to eat the tevel. Tevel tov lo yichai misa. You give Terumah, then you can eat it. However, in Terumah chutz la'aretz, oichav had, you can eat the entire crop. The achekach mafresh, and then just leave the Terumah. Machlekes Rashi, Teisa Rashi, I'll just leave the Terumah, and Teisa holds you have to leave a little bit with the Terumah because you have a concept called min hamukif, and Teisa holds that that din of min hamukif did apply in chutz la'aretz, and Rashi holds obviously it didn't. Rashi. And you set it aside. The fact that Rashi is v'yafrishena, maybe Rashi also holds you have to have a little bit of the tevel there as well. Otherwise, mashal yafrishena, it's already set aside. If there's nothing left, just the truma part, it's as if it's mufrish by itself. By saying v'yafrishena, you're separating it from what? So maybe Rashi agrees with Tesis, even though everyone else lipshad and Rashi argues with Tesis. That's why we need the rules of bittul. But even tumah is only certain tumas, not all tumah, not an external tumah. An extraneous tumah does not render you possible from eating tumah. It's only a tumah that comes from within. That you're a nida, she's a nida, or you're a zav, or she's a zava.
Not
tumas mes, no. Ain't truma chutzlaris, so the ella b'misha tuma yaitza Allah megufa came from within, and even then, vani mila b'achila, you're not allowed to eat truma while you're such a state of truma. Abu b'negiya leslba, you can touch it, no problem. There's no isra negiya because the whole truma, the rabbanos are very lenient. Because in fact, it's very difficult in chutzlaris to avoid truma. Look, Rashi, tuma yaitza megufa against zov anidu bal keri avlatame. I tell you, shari is mutter. B'negiya leslba, b'av gav shemitame la'ich, we don't care that ain't a muzal the shemir shleit mena. No idea. Maybe. Why not? Because when Eden lived there all the years, why shouldn't they have kept it up? This has nothing to do with the base of Migdash. Omer Avina said Avina. Hilchach. Therefore, now that you say we don't care about the laws of Tumah when it comes to Tumah, Nida. Therefore, the din is that a Nida Mefedish Koitze can go ahead. Chale. A Nida can go ahead and separate the Chale. She can separate the kala. Aye, she's making it tamei. It doesn't matter. And the oichala koyin cotton. Give it, feed it to a cotton who's a minor. We'll see in a minute what that means. Now, l'chayda koyin cannot eat. We just said a koyin cannot eat truma. If a koyin ever was a zav or a balkedi, he cannot eat truma or chala for that matter. But a cotton, it doesn't matter because he never, a cotton can be under 9 years old who never saw a kedi. The e leko koyin cotton. What happened? You don't have a koyin cotton around. What should you do now with the challah that's tameh? In shaklullah, she takes it bereish masa. She takes it in the head of that thing that, you know, the stoker that stokes the coal. The shadya betanura, she throws it into the oven, so it burns it up, and then for symbolically, the hadar mifresha challah chrita, then she takes another challah, another piece of challah. In order that she should remember, because once you burn it, there's no challah. The idea of challah giving to a kohen should remain. And now a kohen gadol can eat it because not, who cares if it's tamei? It's chulin. It's not really challah. Rashi. What an elaborate scheme. Rashi, kohen, cotton, two shittas. And how you understand the Gemara, kohen, cotton. Does it mean literally? It says Rashi, v'loi gadol, not an adult. Why shouldn't? Because she made the challah tamei. We don't want an adult. Why? Now she. What kind of tumah did she make the tumah? She herself was an inner, she made a tumah through from herself. Even though when the Gemara talks about tumah from herself, we're talking about the kohen who's eating it. How did he become tumah? Did he become tumah from his own body or touching something extraneous? But the nida herself, who's metame the chala, was tumah from herself. Bipnei sha tumah yotza olav. Yeah, they're saying here. This is the case of Tumah coming on Megufi, this woman. However, V'im Toval L'Kiryav, but if, let's say, it's very hard to understand this Rashi here. Who we're talking about? So Rashi seems to be jumping back to the Koyin. The Koyin is Tumah Megufi, not the Isha. Because Rashi says, V'im Toval L'Kiryav, how do you cook cotton? If this Koyin, who's Metoval himself, for his Kiryav, he's like a cotton, and therefore, he's no longer Tamei Megufa. We said before that Truma in Chutz La'aretz or Chal in Chutz La'aretz, a Koyin is allowed to eat it. Doesn't matter if it's Tamei. Only if his Truma came Megufa. Okay. That's one pshat. So one pshat is koyin cotton doesn't mean literally a cotton. It means someone's like a cotton that is toyed. Lish nachrin, another lashon is from Shulter's lachin, not a koyin cotton. Shaloi ro kedi, we mean somebody under 9 years old. A cotton who never saw kedi. Vala yotze tumme megufi, never had tumme megufi. Taka mean dafka koyin cotton. That's how they learn. But Eish Masaf, if you don't have a koyin around, what do you do? You put in the tip of the stoker, purgin. The common option is the that. Nevertheless, you try. Why do you have to have a stoker? Why doesn't she just pick up the chal and throw it in the fire? Because we're trying to be my. Even though we just said a minute ago the negia is all right, still Rashi said we're trying to be ma'ida tumah. Teitz has a problem with that. Why would you be ma'ida tumah? You just said negia is all right. Well, Rashi is saying the reason why I use the stoker is because we want to be ma'ida tumah. Why should she touch it? It seems from Rashi that even though a minute ago we said that the ghee is not a problem by truma, but by challah, there's some kind of a problem here. Because acha shekor l'shem, you call it challah, we have to be mayit. Tesis doesn't understand. We just said the ghee is not a problem. Tesis learns the reason why you do it is because we want to put it in the depth of the hearth, you know, into the depth of the fire. So therefore, a stoker, you know, can go all the way in. And with your hand, you won't get too close to the fire. So, anyway. Koy and Godel, and for this, you can even have even a koy and. More steps, yeah. Kohen Gadol does not mean the high priest. It means Kohen Shigi Lechal Mitzvah. So Kohen who came by Mitzvah. So the Gemara Rab Nachman and Rab Amram and Rami Bar Chama, these three Amoraim, Rab Nachman and Rab Amram, Rab Chama, have a Ka'ozli, the ones going, traveling by Arba on a boat. So Rab Amram went off in order to go to the bathroom. And meantime, Asoya Yitza, a woman came along. All the Kamaya came before these two great rabbis, Rab Nachman and Rab Chama. Amrulu, she said to them, or she asked them a question, tell me, Tomei Mace, a person who touched a dead body, Mahu she yidbol? Can you go to the mikveh? Now, normally we say you need Har Shemesh. Normally, after the mikveh, you're still called a tful yoim, and you're not allowed to eat truma until it gets dark. What about in chutz la'aretz? So you go to mikveh, can you go eichel truma chutz la'aretz? Can you go ahead and eat truma chutz la'aretz? We said before you're not allowed to eat trumas chutz la'aretz, according to Shmuel. You're not allowed to eat trumas chutz la'aretz only if truma yoytze megufay. But if truma came to truma mess, there's no problem with eating the truma. But she asked this question to Rab Amram and to Rab Chama. Chami mess, eating without Har Shemesh.
Does anyone argue with that?
With what?
That
we'll find out in a second. Omer Rab Chama v'chi hazor yesh lana. What's your shaila? Everyone is Tami mess. Who isn't Tami mess? Do we have a parah aduma today? Do we have the whole concept of hazor? So everyone is Tami mess today. What do you need Har Shemesh for? You don't need Har Shemesh. So it sounds like you still have to go to the mikveh in order to eat. Not like Shmuel said before, that you don't even have to go to the mikveh. He said that if it's a tumah that came from outside sources, go ahead and eat truma. Chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Chama said, aren't you, you're answering, we're not waiting for Rabbi Amram to come back, aren't you giving a little cover to the older man? In the meantime, also Rabbi Amram, he came back, and they asked him the question, he said to them, Hachi Amarav, Tomei Meis, Toivu goes to Mikveh, Va'eichel Betruma Chutz La'aretz. The less hilchas kavase, but the halach is not like him. Dama mar zutra mashmeid rav sheshu tomei sheretz. Toivu goes to mikveh va'oichel betrumas chutz la'aretz, and the less hilchas kavase halach is not like him. Either that or you need Har Shemesh. It's not clear what they're saying here. So it could be three opinions here. It could be that Shmuel says you don't need to go mikveh at all. Abraham, in the name of Rav, said you have to go to mikveh and that's enough. And could be the Gemara says no, you have to wait for Har Shemesh. Or it could be everyone's agreeing with Shmuel. The Gemara itself is not clear. But let's see what the says. Do Rashi. Shouldn't pass until he comes back.
It says here you don't need Har Shemesh, but it doesn't say which type of oichel it's going on.
Oh, so we gave two cases. Madr by Sheretz, which is so much weaker. We're saying we're not going to rely on Tevila. So sure, the other one.
Yeah,
I'm saying it's a machleik as a shayim. Look at Rabbeinu Geshem. Three lines from the top. Rabbeinu Geshem. See, less hichas a kavasei, says Tesis. Not that you go back to Shmuel. The la'olam tami meis einu oichel tumah deraisa v'chol hani boisa shel ur ketani v'chem tami shem tumah deraisa ur ketani. Who's talking about tumah deraisa here? So Rabbeinu Geshem, by saying it, he's comparing it to tumah deraisa, sounds like you have to wait for Heru Shemesh. That's what it sounds like. Because who's talking tumah deraisa? We're talking about shit. Her question was regarding tumah's chutzlars. So the Rabbeinu Geshem is being machmed here, and the Rabbeinu Geshem said that you have to wait until Heru Shemesh. Not that we're passing like Shmuel. So it's not clear one way or another here. So Machleis Hashem. Okay, back to the Gemara. It says in our Mishnah, B'choy Nechol Shana B'Shana. In our Mishnah, it said that the B'choy, you have a year to eat it. We don't want to hang around more than a year. And the year starts basically from when you're allowed to bring Makrevit, which is when you're 8 days old. So it's a year from 8 days old. Whether it doesn't matter, you're Tamar or Balmum, you have a year to go, right? Because it says Shana B'Shana. In the year, you have to eat within the year. But if there's a Mum within the year, then you can keep it for 12 months. And then after 12 months for 30 days. It's not clear what the Mishnah is talking about. What do you mean after 12 months, 30 days? Does that mean after 12 months that you had the moon in another 30 days? Or it means, and if the end of the 12 months you found out there's a moon now you only have 30 days, no longer another 12 months. What's shot? Says the Gemara, B'chornecho shana b'shana, medeka oman noilid by moon, b'terch shnosa. It says in the Mishnah that it bore a moon. They contracted a mum during that year. Lememra, we don't look at Rosh Hashanah or Nissan, but Lashana, the day, Manina. We count their own year, their birth date, and a year later is a year. And that's how a year goes. Menohani Mili, how do you know that B'choid is different? You know, when it comes to mice and all of these things, we say there's mice, Rosh Hashanah, Arbor Hashanim Haim. Mice Behem is the fifth one. So what do you mean over here? How do you know that when it comes to B'choid? We look at its own years, its own birth years. We have two. What says the pasuk? Lifnei Hashem elekecha. Before the Eibishter teichlenu, you should eat it. Shana vishana. What do you mean? Year in a year. Eze hu shana. That sounds like over 2 years. But yet I want it to be only 1 year. How can that be? That means it's 2 years in the calendar year, which is 1 year of this behemoth's year, or the b'choid's year. How do you have 1 year that's 2 years? That's a Torah B'choid. It's birth date, so therefore it straddles two different years. Rashi, Lashana, the Manina, and the Imna Labchai Benissa, and Ashay Lakaima, it is not his next system. We don't say Tishrei Shoshoma, Shnas Minyan Oilam, Shalma Namish Nasabchai. We don't say Tishrei is when it, you know, the year changes. If you follow the birth date of the B'choid, he nichneses b'chavata, and the calendar year you're going into next year.
12 months. It's not
like you have to wait. No, not wait. Forget. You have 12 months to do what you have to do and give it to Kohen.
Yeah.
Not you have to wait 12 months.
No, but the 12 months is based on
from
the
birth date.
Of the thing.
That's right.
So it's not like, for instance, with the Melech.
Yeah, not like anything else. Ma'aseh behemah. We said El. Yeah.
That's 1 year already. Or
right. Melech is Nissan.
Yeah.
Chihavi lebchoir. If the by a bchoir shana achas nichnas a shniyah leminyan oilam etishrei. It goes into the second year for Tishrei. So the Gemara writes. However, the way Rav Tana, the yeshiva of Rav, learned shana b'shana. They use a shana b'shana, a whole different drasha. How many days can you eat a bchoir? A b'choy, you would think that you can compare it to a carbon toide, 1 day and 1 night. You compare it to a carbon shlamet, 2 days and 1 night. Because it says shana b'shana, that you can eat the b'choy over 2 years. How can you over 2 years? 1 day in this year and 1 day in the next year. Is a ra'i that a b'choy can be eaten 2 days and 1 night. Yoy mecha b'shana zu, v'yoy mecha b'shana zu, limit it teaches you ala b'choy, on the b'choy, shenecha l'shnei yomim v'layla echol, a b'choy can be eaten 2 days and 1 night. Rashi, yoy mecha b'shana zu, the chishoychte b'yoy mecha l'shana zu, if you shechte the last day of its year. Yochol l'achol oysa yoyim, if you needed that entire day, v'yoy mecha b'shana zu, the following day, sorry? Like a shlamim, exactly, not like a toide. And we'll soon see l'cheira why. Shu mishana shnir, the hainish neyam, 2 years, 2 days. For the Gemara, ulutana dvei rav. According to dvei rav, the yushana bishana to tell you that you could look at the birth date of the year. It goes according to the b'choid. How does he know that a b'choid can be eaten over 2 days? Minolu, how does he know that the Gemara, yalfi mikachim, he learns from kachim, from shlamim, that you eat 2 days. Zagrashi. According to the Dvei that uses Shana B'Shana to teach you 2 days and one night, how do they know that it's not the calendar year, that the 12 months is the birth year of the B'chayim? Maybe it's a calendar year. Where's their limit from? So we say they learn from all other Kachim. When it says by Kachim, it has to be a year old or 2 years old, it means the, well, not the calendar year, but it means the birth years of the animal. How do you know by Kachim? Maybe Tak is the calendar year. And for the Gemara, I'm going to back by Yaakov and Makro, because it says in Pasik, by Tazriya, when the woman is ready to bring a carbon, she should bring, after she gave birth, Keves ben Shnosai. She says you should bring a sheep that's a year old for an oil. It says Shnosai, its year. Not the calendar year, but you follow the year of the animal. So once by Kachim we establish, you follow the year of the animal. A Pchay is like any other Kachim, the same thing. I don't need a special Pasik for it. But like Shnosai and oil. No. That's not a year. That's a calendar year. So that's called a calendar year. Year of the animals, whatever day it's born, a year later. Exactly, it's year. No, not at all. Once we know Shnosai, then all other kabbanas, it's always its year. But we don't. We need a limit for it. This is the limit. Rashi later after Manolo Shana did a minyan and Mikachim Mishai Kachim Haboyim Ben Shana Yerod Chsi Behu Kevis Ben Shnasi. Freddy Gemara V'Rav Rav will use a Shana B'Shana to teach you. That it means what? It's birth year. Nechel Shana Yom Laich Manolo. He doesn't use Shana B'Shana. He uses Shana B'Shana exclusively to teach you its year. How does he know that a carbon b'chayil can be eaten over 2 days? Nafgalei, he learns it out from the pasuk where it says uvisaram by a b'chayil. It says and its flesh yilcha. It says in the pasuk that its flesh should be to you kechazei hatnufa, just like the breast that you wave over shayka yamin, which is by a karm shlamim. So he keishu akasu the chazeik v'shayka shlamim. We compare it to what? To the shank bone and to the breast of a shlamim. And how long do you eat a shlamim for? Malahalish na yavalei echad. I'm kashin yavalei echad. It's 2 days and one night. Same thing over here. 2 days and one night. So we learn a karm shlamim because the pasuk clearly says kechazei hatnufa. Rashi. This is the next Gemara, but a Taida can only be eaten one day and one night. And there also says Chazei Tenufa. There also you have to wave the Sheikh and the Chazei. So how do you know to compare it to the Shlomi? I was going to ask, maybe compare it to a Taida, according to Rav. Same thing. Freddy Gemara v'idach, and the other one who doesn't learn from Shlomim, why not? He learns from there. He learns from Shana v'Shana because he says you cannot learn from Shlomim because maybe learn from Taita. Freddy Gemara, good question. V'idach, the one who learns from Shlomim, how does he know? On makro, it says the pasuk. It says yilcha. What do you have to say, lecha? Yeah, hoist of lecha. What do you say for? We're talking about a b'chayil already. Hoist of lecha, cause of havoya ched is b'chayil. There's another extra day by b'chayil. Yeah, lecha means I'm giving you something extra by b'chayil, different than a toida. You're right. We talk to do learn from toida. And then it says that once you have toida, yeah, lecha, I'm giving you another day. Rashi v'idach, top of the page, the mapping of son yeah, lecha. Who vade b'chazei b'shoy toida m'shoy takatom atoyim toida. L'shna yom nafkalim v'yoy yeah, lecha. The mashma havoya ched is levar mazu another day to eat besides this one. What does he do with the chayy if he doesn't need it? He loses shom shom. Mahasam ikal meima. We can say hayy lechay. You know what yilchay teaches you? Limid al b'chayr b'almum. What are you supposed to do with the b'chayr b'almum? The Torah tells you a b'chayr you got to give to the kain. One of the 24 matanas. But what do you do with the b'chayr b'almum? The Torah doesn't tell us. That's what we learn yilchay. There should be another havoy, another giving. Who if it's a mum? That you should give it to a kohen. Why? We don't find any remez in the Torah that a b'chayil bal mum, you might think, should remain with the Yisrael, with the balabas. Why give it to the kohen? It's a bal mum. You can't bring it to the mizbech. That's why Yilchot teach you that. Grashi shalom matzil b'chol ter kula she itnan l'koin. Ele meribuya da ha-yilchot nafke. Here you learn it from. No, it's a good question. How can another guy then use Yilchot to teach you? That what? That it should be like a shalomim. You need it for that gift of coin. V'idach. And the other one, what does he do? Amar, he says, uvsaram, because it says in Lashon Rabbim, it says uvsaram, and their flesh is telling you, echata v'chabamum. You're right. Yilchot teach you an extra day. You know how I learn about mum? It says uvsaram, and their Basa should be to the Kohen. And it says in plural. What plural? Saya Balm, Saya Tamim, Saya Tam, and Saya Balmum. That's how you learn it out. Look, Rashi, V'idah, the mapping of Yilchoshna Yamalai Lechot, Bechir Balmum, Shazakoyim, Bezorim, Yilchot, Nafke, Losher Abim, because it says Losher Abim. Mashma Echotam, Echot Balmum. Freddy Gemara knew good. So what is talking to Yilchav, the other guy? You know, he does the word psaram. He said the psaram means the hani bechayde the kulisol kamar. The reason why it's written in plural is it's talking to Klal Yisrael. All of you, yidin, give your bechayde to the kain. We're not talking about one yid with one bechayde, regardless of whether the bechayde is a katam or a mum. We're talking about all the bechaydes. Therefore, I need yilchav to teach you that. Rashi vidoch psaram lemashma el tmimim, whole ones. V'had enoka losher rabim that bechayde kulisol kai. Talking about the bechayde kulisol.
Wouldn't it be yilchem afterwards?
The b'chaz akoyim. Saram is the your boss. I'll give it to the coin. Okay, we'll stop here.